They say it only takes a little faith to move a mountain. Well, good thing a little faith is all I have right now. God, when you choose to leave mountains unmovable, oh, give me the strength to be able to sing.
You're listening to WCNO Palm City.
He's the one that reveals himself to people. Again, we're not God. We have no capability other than being willing to participate with him, because that's the only thing that's going to sway people is when they see God in action. When they see God in action in the lives of his people, it's going to impact them. But he doesn't even need the people. He's more than able to turn someone's heart himself.
It's written in the book, is it Peter, where it says, in the end times there will be those who will err from the way of truth, seeking after riches, and will therefore pierce themselves with many sorrows. You and I were talking about a certain evangelist the other day. And I don't want to go with this, because, you know, it's not for me to judge another man's possession. And everyone is the possession of God. I'm not their Lord. But you sounded like you're a little more forgiving than I've been in the past. In other words, how can that evangelist on TV know the Word of God so well, and yet we know he's given over to evil when they've got, you know, $50 million a year coming in, five jets, and you go, that guy, come on, you know, give me a break. But maybe God says, well, people have gotten saved under ministries that maybe were bogus. I don't know.
Whatever, well, and I want to clarify something that I said earlier in regards to what it is altar calls, right? Where you have people raise their hand. Yeah. And I have many friends that have been born again through an altar call.
It happens.
Of course.
But just saying, my wealthy friend from New York, he used to go through it. We'd go through where you pay the toll. And he'd go, do you know that Jesus died on the cross for your sins? Just say this, Jesus, I believe you died on the cross for my sins. He said, you just got born again, and drive off.
Yeah.
No, they didn't.
No.
God's not an easy catch. He said, you will find me if you seek me, when you seek me with all your heart. When I'm yelling at my ceiling for a half an hour, calling out to him, it was like, okay.
Yeah.
But, and then when they're all said and done, he says, well, by the way, Red, You didn't choose me. I chose you.
Yeah, but the majority of the time, it's a misunderstanding of Scripture, right? Because the Scripture is very clear, and specifically if we have it in context, and also if we have it in the original, in the New Testament, in the original Greek. So commit to trust.
Yeah. Let's go back to the moment you're born again. You're born again in your bedroom. Okay. So you don't know anything. I remember I used to read the Bible before I had the holiness of God in me. I'd go, who begat who, and da, 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 da. I didn't understand any of it. After the born again, I all of a sudden, wow, I could see this. So what happens next? He's got to start working on you. Did you join a church group? Did your mom, probably the first person you called was your mom, right?
I did, yeah.
And what did you tell her?
Oh, I said, I think I'm going crazy with you. No, I didn't say that. I said, Mom, I don't really know what's happening to me. This was a week process, right? Yeah. So I said, I don't really know what's happening. She says, I'll come right over. And she introduced me to a local church there, and I started, going to the service, and one thing led to another. I ended up a few years later, and this is where my testimony and the racing comes in. I pretty much assumed that I wasn't going to be a professional racing driver. I assumed now that I had that I was a Christian, that I was going to be in some sort of, quotation marks, ministry.
Yeah, yeah.
And
I'm going to Africa now, I guess.
So I went to Ecuador, and I went there. Went there for 4 months.
Doing what? As a missionary? Short-term missionary?
As a missionary. And then when I came back, I thought I was going to be...
You jumped right in.
I thought I was going to be a youth pastor. I just thought that was the path. And because, again, this country is so programmed to box in God, to box in ministry, this is what it's supposed to look like.
Religion.
Yes. And so when I came back, that's what I assumed, right? Mm. My heart's desire was to race.
And that didn't disappear?
It didn't disappear. So my college
career, I shall give you the desires of your heart.
And so my college and career pastor he was the pastor that organized the entire mission trip that we did. When I came back, I had no money because I'd spent all my money to do this mission trip. I had probably $10,000 or $12,000 saved up so I didn't have to work when I was there. I could just do the mission stuff. But then when I came home, I had zero money. And instead of him getting really spiritual and theological, he was very practical. And he said, "So Terry, what's your biggest need?" And I said, "Well, I don't have a job." And he goes, "What do you want to do?" And I said, "Well, I can't do what I want to do." He says, "What do you mean you can't do it?" I said, "What am I going to do? I have no money to race." He goes, "Well, what? Think of something within that industry that you can do." And I said, "Well, you know what? I went to a driving school. It was the only training that I've ever done. And my dad went with me, and it was an incredible experience. I could call out there." And he says, "Why don't you just take it one step at a time and try that?"
Yeah.
And so I called the school. And the chief instructor happened to be, at this point, my instructor. I had gone through 3 years prior.
Mm-hmm.
He was now the chief instructor. The school was in Northern California. They were building their own facility in Phoenix, Arizona. Half the coaches, the instructors, weren't going because they didn't want to move.
So he said, "We could use another teacher."
And he answers the phone, and he's my coach. And he goes, "Amazing. I remember who you are." I was like, I said, Chris Cook was his name. I said, "Do you remember?" He said, "I remember who you are." He said, "Listen, I'm calling out there thinking I'm going to paint lines on a racetrack. I'm just going to try to be there." I was, 21 years old. I had no ties, no responsibilities. And lo and behold, he says, "Look, if you'll move to Arizona," I was living in Florida. He said, "If you'll move to Arizona, I'll put you through every course we have." I said, "Chris, I'm a go-kart racer. I've never even raced but one time. I can't be a coach. I can't work at a driving school." He's like, "I'll train you." He put me through $70,000 worth of driving courses. I learned at that job, I learned the business of racing. That's what I didn't know.
Yeah.
I had, as a go-kart racer, I had no idea what the business was.
Yeah.
But it's all these professionals are there.
You had a mentor.
I'm listening to their conversations with sponsors. I'm meeting Mario Andretti. I'm working for Bob Bondurant. These are characters that are in like the Ford versus Ferrari movie that we all have watched,
amazing.
Right? So now I'm in that environment, like in God literally hand placed me there.
Yeah.
So that I could learn the business of racing. And then guess what came out of that?
You became a minister to them.
No, I became a professional racer. Yeah. I became what my heart's desire was. And there's a catch to that scripture. It's not, I'll give you the desires of your heart. It's when we submit ourselves to the Lord. When we are submitted to him, he will give us the desires of our heart. Because,
but there's two ways to look at that, too. He'll give you the desires you have, or he can also implant desires within you to do what he wants you to do.
Absolutely.
There's two ways.
Absolutely. So I'm now on my way to being a professional racer. And now if you fast forward 30 years later, 7 professional driving championships. This came from a kid from Crystal River, Florida, that had no money. My last name
Great
was,
place to go
my,
tubing,
my,
by
my
the way.
My last name was Borcheller.
Nobody
in the racing community knew that name. I had nothing that made sense for me to be a professional racer.
Yeah.
I've won 7 professional driving championships. I've been to Le Mans 5 times.
I've won
the 24 Hours of Daytona 3 times, the 12 Hours of Sebring. I've won over 60 professional races. This is what God has done. It's been incredible. And here's the really cool part about my testimony.
Yeah.
When I became a believer...
Yeah.
That literally within 3 months of being a believer, I was getting woke up every morning at the weirdest times, 3 o'clock in the morning, and I'm just journaling. I'm writing down this, what seemed to be a ministry into professional racing communities, where I would have a chapel service. I would talk to people in the racing community about Christ. I would do a
you
Christian
You were doing those things?
No.
Oh, these
I
were things you were
doing,
going to
I
do.
I hadn't even raced. Professionally.
Yeah.
This was before I even got the job.
So it's almost like a prophecy.
I'm writing.
That's wild.
Well, here's how, this is where it gets really better.
Yeah.
With all the accomplishments I just gave you.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is at that point now. I've got all of these accomplishments. In 2014, which is just a few years ago, I have a family call me and they say, Terry, Richard Anderson was the founder of Motorsports Ministries. The ministry that I'm now the president of.
Wow.
And their family called me and said, we would like for you to be the intern chaplain until we can figure out what to do with the ministry.
What happened to him? He died?
He died. He had esophageal cancer.
Wow.
2014. I said, you know what? I can't really do it because I'm racing professionally, and I don't know that my schedule is going to... Guess what? 2014 or 2015. I decided to be the intern chaplain for 2014, but I said, I'm not going to be able to do it for 2015. I had 25 years of nonstop employment in the professional racing community.
Wow.
2015, I get no job.
Wow.
I call them up. I'm like, I guess I don't have to worry about my schedule conflict. But here's the kicker.
God kind of opened that up.
Here's the kicker.
Yeah.
25 years earlier, never having raced professionally, not one championship, not one race won.
Yeah.
Other than go-karts,
yeah.
I wrote down this entire ministry. In 2015, God literally handed it to me on a platter and said, this is what I spoke to you 25 years ago. That you thought you were going to have to figure out how to do, and now I'm handing it to you. Go do it.
Wow.
And that's what I've been doing.
And it's the most popular sport in the world, they say. This racing business.
Oh, it's huge. And there's so many levels, right? There's the stuff that I do, the professional stuff. It's like being in the NFL. It's any professional sport. It's very difficult to get to that level where you actually get paid to do it. But there's so many other levels of racing, and what people don't realize is a lot of those lower levels, amateur levels, they don't get paid. It's a grassroots. They do it for the love of the sport.
Yeah.
But there's so many people that are involved in motorsports. It's just and for me to be where I'm at right now, and oh, by the way, since I took the ministry in 2015, and I said, okay, I guess I don't have a job. I guess I can do the ministry.
Yeah.
In my heart, I still wanted to race. But I had come to the place where I'm like, I am too old. I'm 56 years old.
Yeah.
This is hard, but I'm going to surrender this. But God knows our heart. And even at my age, in January of this year, God opened the door for a 3-year contract for me to race professionally that I never saw coming. But God knew, he knows our heart.
Yeah.
And he opened the door for me to continue to do what I love.
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is a new day.
We'd like to thank Pleens Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie for sponsoring It's a New Day. We'd also like to thank Center for Advanced Eye Care, Dr. Mallon, Center for Advanced Eye Care with offices in Fort Pierce and in Vero Beach. Thank you for supporting us.
The truth. Your presence, Lord, is life to me. It's water to my soul. Your Spirit, Lord, will ever be breath for these dry bones. Oh, I need to know is that I'll never be alone. And oh, I need to hear is heaven singing over me. You're singing. You're singing over me. That's all I'll ever need. That's all I'll ever need. You're singing over me. You're singing over me. That's all I'll ever need. That's all I'll ever need. Yeah. You're good.
Hello, I'm Charles Stanley. God is amazing in so many ways. One that still leaves me in awe is the fact He's always available to us. When you listen to In Touch, I pray you're encouraged to spend quality time alone with God. We'll study His Word for ways to help you enjoy a more intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. We're always in touch when we walk close to God and understand His will for our lives.
In Touch, heard daily at 8:05 a.m. and p.m. right here on WCNO.
Said it would be easy. You never said there'd be no pain, but you promised you'd go with me, and your promises you always keep. Lord, I confess how much I need you. I confess that I'm weak. I can't promise I won't fail you, but your promises will not fail me. When I'm in the valley, I will fear no evil. When enemies surround me, you prepare a table. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me. There is beauty in the struggle. A single day. Your presence is my shelter. Your presence is my victory. Oh. When I'm in the valley, I will fear no evil. When enemies surround me,
and I can't. Are you tired of trying to rid your home of ants, roaches, and spiders? Have rodents invaded your attic? Are you frustrated paying for service that never really seems to work? Bug Off Pest Control is there to help. After all, whose house is it anyway? With Bug Off, bugs can run, but they can't hide. David and Esther Lunder of Bug Off Pest Control believe in the ministry of WCNO. Licensed and insured, serving Martin and St. Lucie counties. Bug Off Pest Control, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, available at 343-1177.
Crown him with many crowns, the Lamb upon his throne. Hark how the heavenly anthem drowns. All music but its own. Awake my soul and sing of him who died for thee, and hail him as thy matchless king. Through all eternity, crown him the Lord of love. Behold his hands and side, rich wounds yet visible above.
Welcome to Constitutional Conversations. I'm Dr. Brenda McMenamin. Why is it so important to understand the Constitution? Understanding the heritage and history that God gave us enables us to honor and obey Him so He can rescue us and America. Article 1, Section 8, Clauses 11 through 12 say in part, Congress shall have power to declare war, grant letters of marque and reprisal, to make rules concerning captures on land and water, to raise and support armies, but no appropriation of money to that use shall be for a longer term than 2 years. The executive has the responsibility to defend, but not to declare war. This is the responsibility of Congress. Benjamin Franklin said, "I believe in my conscience that mankind are wicked enough to continue slaughtering one another as long as they can find money to pay the butchers. All wars are follies, very expensive and very mischievous ones. When will mankind be convinced of this and agree to settle their differences by arbitration? Were they to do it, even by the cast of a die, it would be better than by fighting and destroying each other. In my opinion, there was never a good war or a bad peace." America's Navy began as privateers. American businessmen were empowered and regulated by Congress to fit out their privately owned ships and were granted letters of marque and reprisal to, in defense, seize and destroy British vessels without being treated as common pirates. Until then, many Americans were forced into the British Navy. Congress was empowered by the Constitution to raise money to defend ourselves as a nation. Not wanting a standing army, states had militias. Congress had the authority to call them up and to regulate them. The Congress had the authority to raise money in support of our defense, and it was always expected to be paid back within their 2-year term. It was incumbent upon Americans to pay attention as to how our money was being spent. Never should a congressman be reelected if there was an outstanding debt. We the people would never vote in such scoundrels. Or would we? Father God, anoint us to walk in the fear of God, to steward our liberties and the next generation's wealth wisely. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Listen every Saturday at 8:30 a.m. to WCNO as we learn more about our Constitution and how this God-inspired document brings life and liberty to our nation and hope to the world. More information and learning opportunities are available at my website, teachinghisstory.com.
He stands in line to sit in Angie's chair on Saturday. He never really planned to go, but stopped by anyway. He thinks he just needs a change. She knows he needs much more. As she trims his hair, she silently speaks to her Lord. In Angie's chair, there is a prayer. Prayed over everyone. A kind word is always heard by anyone who comes. When they leave, they're unaware they've met an angel there in Angie's chair. Picks up a magazine, a tear falls from her eye. The pain that she's been going through is more than she can hide. Angie takes her hand and says, "Hey, I've been there too, but I believe there is a God who has great plans for you." In Angie's chair, there is a prayer prayed over everyone. A kind word is always heard by anyone who comes. When they leave, they're Jesus.
traveled overseas, but she's made a world of difference in Franklin, Tennessee. In Angie's chair. Stand in line to sit in Angie's chair on Saturday.
Presence From the heart of the Everglades, this is Pastor Arlen Payne inviting you to join us every Wednesday at 5:15 a.m. and 5:15 p.m. for the Consider His Word radio program.
Consider His Word.
And I will dwell in the house. Tune in to Torah Life Ministries with Paul Neeson, airing daily Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. and p.m., and also heard each Saturday at 12 noon.
The Treasure Coast Christian Alliance is a growing association of leaders from the business, civic, and ministry areas on the Treasure Coast of Florida. In these blessed communities, we reside, work, play, and pray together. Our mission is to encourage strong relationships among God's people through Holy Spirit-anointed fellowship. Leaders inspired to overcome barriers to Christian unity bring God's people together on the common ground of the gospel. For more information, visit us online at tccalliance.com or reach us at 772-324-9313.
Depression cease. Let every dark assignment bow down at Jesus' feet. Let every curse be broken. Let every storm be tamed. And all that come against us be bound in Jesus' name. Your presence is my greatest weapon. Pushing back the dark. My worship opens up the heavens, crushing every stronghold when I speak your name. 'Cause your presence is my weapon. Your presence is my weapon. Strength will not be shaken. Your love.